We are hydrated and we are ready to rumble.
The mouth is moist.
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 I hate that word.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Happy. It's a Sunday today, but you'll be hearing this on your Thursday little ears.
Which is so weird that it's Sunday and we're recording.
I know. And it's really nice out. So I'm like,
and it's sunny outside. Normally we record and it's just kind of like dark in here.
Dark and eerie. And we're like tired from our Monday whole day. Everyone's like dragging their feet in.
And then I was driving on the way here and I'm like seeing all these darties outside. And I'm like, oh, excuse me, pit stop. Like, yeah, I'll be there soon.
Quick darty stop. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love this weather.
It's beautiful out. Hey, we're happy to be back. This is a wonderful day. You know what we want to kick things off before we even go into our moments, our straight candid moments personally, is talking real, because we always said we'd be candid with you, with what we've been working on lately and what we've been struggling with.
Yeah.
So as you know, obviously it's a podcast. It's fun as hell. Soph and I are best friends. We're super close. We do things outside of the podcast together, but business is business. And there are things that you need to sort through, things you don't see eye to eye on. And we have been battling a few things with that recently. And honestly, today we finally like put everything out on the table, no holding back. And we came to a consensus and anxiety released. And
yes,
we wanted to just like be real and talk to you about it for a second.
Yeah. Because this is something that I feel like most podcasts or any businesses that are starting with a friend, with a someone that you're close to, they don't talk about all the like shit that happens behind the scenes.
No,
and like
they don't.
Sid and I are both very, very professional. We're both someone who brings things out on the table when they're there. And we had some good conversation yesterday. You know, we had our like weekly meeting and then we thought it was solved.
We
right?
thought it was solved.
And then I get here and Sid can read me like a fucking book.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
She was tapping her leg and I said something intense right before that. She was tapping her leg and I literally look at her and I go, what's wrong? You're tapping your leg really intensely and you're off.
And then.
What do you think happened? Waterworks.
I go, I'm not okay.
We can laugh now because we talked it through. But it's just like, it's a business. It doesn't matter. Like if you're, I said this to Soph before and our Ellie, our intern, you would be working side by side with your twin and you'd still not see eye to eye. Like it does not matter. It's okay to have disagreements. It's okay to talk through things. But what I've learned helps when we do that too is telling Soph, like, for instance, I see your point of view. I'm not disrespecting you. I don't think you're out there when you want to talk about this versus that. Like showing them that you understand where they're coming from, but why inside it's bugging you.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, our topic that we were like, you know, we get iffy on is because Soph is much more open than I am. And I think that's why we have a good balance. And we've realized that. And we're like, hey, we're here for the same fundamental. We want to help people, be entertaining, have fun, blow this shit up because we love what we do. And and we love the listeners and we love everything about this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a balance, you know?
And yeah. And that is what has been the struggle is like Sid is really professional, very, you know, like wants to make sure we're helping people, which I do too. And I'm more open and I'm like, want to just say whatever the fuck comes to my mind and talk about things that are maybe a little more out there. But Sid also is able to do that too. So like us together, we have to go back to that remembrance of this is why this is going to work is because we need to find that middle ground.
Yep.
And we're getting there. And I think that the listeners have been giving us that feedback too. So we just support you guys so much for kind of being here through these like trial and error episodes.
Exactly.
And figuring out what we're doing. But yeah, we just want to be real. And that's kind of what's been going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. We keep it real with you guys. Mm-hmm. We're candid and you can be a part of all of this with us as we grow. And we're thankful for everybody, like Soph said, for giving feedback and being along the ride when we try shit and it doesn't work or we say something stupid or one episode was totally dry as hell. Like we're doing our best. We're doing it. We're kicking it off and we're growing with you. So,
and what else did we talk about yesterday?
Oh, merch.
Merchandise.
Oh, baby. Straight Candid merch is coming your way live.
We've got some requests. I wanted to say that. We've got some requests and me and Sid. What the hell?
Oh, sorry about that, everybody. That would be my dryer. dryer just went off. Was it loud? Hopefully it wasn't there. Anyway.
We just heard a huge buzz.
It's a huge buzz. It's the loudest noise. It's welcome to Uptown. Thank
Sunday's,
you.
Sunday's laundry day.
Yeah, exactly.
For
I
me
know.
Too.
I'm trying to clean my undies. Sorry.
Marcus is dying.
Anyway, we talked merch yesterday. We've got items coming. We want to kick it off. We are so excited because, God, to wear your brand that you created.
Yes.
Holy shit, I got chills.
I know. It's going to be awesome. We have some really good ideas. If you guys have any ideas that you want to see too, let us know. We're here for you.
Yeah, DM us or something. If there's something that you're like, actually, I'd definitely wear that if you made this or like something creative. if someone wants to pick their, you know, pick our brain and add some creativity to it too, ping us. Seriously. Yes.
But then again, like, Sid and I are kind of fashionistas, so we know what we're doing.
But, like, we like to create, so. Anyway.
All right, straight candid moments.
Let's go right to it. Do you want to do yours first?
No, you do yours first.
Okay, so.
I don't know yours yet, actually, do I?
I think I might have told you. I don't know if I did. Maybe I told you yesterday. So. Part of this episode, we're talking about Instagram, talking about DMs.
Yeah.
We're talking about different things that come along on the, you know, on their social medias, different people that message you. There's a lot of weird messages that you get. And as a woman, probably as a man too, not going to lie. My straight candid moment, hashtag straight candid moment is, I got a, you know, a message from a man. You know what? Why don't I just read it?
Yes, please.
I'm trying to enunciate it and talk about it. I'm like, okay, ready?
You found that fast.
Kelvin Scoot.
Hey, do you really want to say his name?
He has zero followers, zero posts, zero. Okay. I think that's a fake bullshit account.
I was going to say that name sounds like he's trying to sound like he has a lot of money.
I know.
That's like a fake name of like,
Kelvin,
I have money.
Scoot. Hey, baby, you're looking so beautiful. How about you try to be my sugar baby? I just need someone to be texting me when I'm bored and someone to take care of me. I'm not a fake ass sugar daddy. I'll be paying $1,000 twice a week in
what?
A week. Message me on WhatsApp.
Wait, say that again. $1,000
twice a week.
To
and
text
honestly,
him?
Honestly, my straight candid moment is that this is the most tempting money I've ever, ever received. Like this message,
dude.
I was like, Jordan, this could take us away. We could go on trips. Like, we could live our life.
Did
this
you ask Jordan?
I'm a little nervous. Like it came in on Wednesday and I was like, oh God. I'm like, that's kind of tempting.
Let me see.
It's kind of tempting. And it fits our freaking topic this week. So I was like, this is perfect.
It's
a perfect moment.
You guys, you can totally tell. Like, first of all, the name, Kelvin Scoot, definitely a fake name. And he's wearing a suit in his profile picture. Like, I'm a rich daddy.
It's totally not real. It's for sure not real. But God damn it. I mean, seeing those dollar signs, you're like, oh, but
$2,000
a week?
But
that could be so nice.
God. Well, keep us updated.
Candidly.
If you decide to talk to Jordan.
I know. I'm like, I will. But candidly, like, shit, that's tempting.
We're going to talk more about some, like, daddy, people that are into daddies. And
yeah, daddies.
All that,
zaddies.
All daddy issues. Zaddy issues.
Zaddies.
Later. But we'll get into that in a little bit.
I want to hear your straight candid moment.
So.
God, mine's so dumb.
No, mine's not that good either, but I should have, like, practiced saying this. I'm just going to try to explain it.
Wing it.
Okay,
it
so. My straight candid moment is, it happened last week, and I got into a situation where I had to, how do I explain this? Well, I got into a situation while I had a full bush, and I'm not used to that, and usually I'm groomed and, you know, ready to go, but like,
ready to rumble.
The unexpected happens.
Okay, yep, it happens.
And I had a full bush, and that's never happened, and I was so like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, Lanta,
that's all I'm going to say about the situation. But, yeah, so like, I need to start getting waxes maybe or something. But anyways, like usually I stay groomed, and I just wasn't because I've been so busy, like just wasn't thinking about anything.
And sometimes that's just not what's on your mind.
Yeah.
Like when, you get in moments and you're like, I'm doing my own thing. I don't need to worry about like maintenance.
Like your bush, your choice.
We'll call it maintenance. Boom. Your bush, your choice. You hear that? But I'm telling you right now, guys, if you're out there listening, I know some of you are out there. It sucks. It sucks. And
it
I know
sucks.
That they do too. They have to do it too. But God, that maintenance shit. Oh,
and that's why, because I always get razor burn. I like can't get waxes because I have never been in. Okay, let me tell you my wax story the first time. So
I want to know. I'm
someone
scared.
Was like, you need to start getting waxing done because you don't have to shave. You don't get the razor bumps. So I'm like, okay, very convincing.
Fair.
I went in.
We'll take it.
And she put a fan on me. This is how it works. If you guys don't know how waxing works. So I went in there, you know, you're halfway down naked. They put a fan on you because you start to sweat because
it's so
you're
hot.
In so much pain.
And it's hot.
And I made her stop halfway through.
No, you didn't.
It was, I have a high pain tolerance and it was the worst pain of
it's
my life.
It is horrible.
And I will never, ever, ever do it again. How do you do it?
I just suck it up and I'm like, this is going to be the worst 30 minutes of my life and we're just going to do it. And I just go in there and I prance in. I don't look her in
you
the eye.
You
and
prance.
I cover my face and I get ready to sweat and it happens and I leave and I have a tear in my eye and then I'm done.
You don't look her in the eye. That killed
me. Flip my head. I'm like, don't look at me.
Have you? Okay. So laser hair removal I hear hurts more.
I know people that do it and they're okay with it and it's fine. and they decide it's not that bad. I know people that did it and they're like, I won't go back because it hurts so bad. So I don't, you can't really gauge any of this stuff because it's pain tolerance levels. Anyway, it's crappy. I do know a brand. It's called Fur. It's a oil that my friend told me about and it's for razor burn. And I promise you, if you have razor burn, because I have severely sensitive skin, you can use it on your armpits even too.
Oh, nice.
Armpits, like legs if you wanted to, but it's kind of spendy. But it's on. It's called F-U-R Fur. It's on Amazon.
It's like an oil you put it's on oil. After?
Yeah, you put it on oil or after. And and don't wear lace anything because that'll just make it worse. Anyway,
here's what
horrible.
My tip is like, I love men razors to shave down there because I feel like the, you know, think of a guy's beard. It's very similar.
Yeah.
And so I love men razors. And then I also, my mom told me about this a while ago.
Your mom.
But it's what like doctors use in surgery. It's called HibaCleanse. They just clean their hands before with it. It's like an antiseptic.
Oh,
so if you put it on in the shower, like
you
after
use in your armpits and everything.
Yeah.
Too?
Like after you shave in the shower, it's like cleaning the bacteria in your pores. Cause a lot of times razor burn is because there's like bacteria buildup.
Oh, interesting.
So put that on and then I do Vaseline after, but I should do the Fur after, which
sounds
nice. Yeah,
you should do
nice.
Fur or Vaseline. Yeah. Oh, interesting. You know, you can shave your face with men razors too for to do dermablating or dermaplaning or whatever the hell it is called.
Dermaplaning.
Dermaplaning.
Yeah.
Dermaplaning.
I use
say it 14 times.
They're called Twixies or Pixies.
The Pixie Sticks.
Yeah, on Amazon.
Yeah.
And it just exfoliates your skin. Guys are like, wait, girls shave their face?
Oh, yeah,
what
you shave your face. And by the way,
Andrew's eyes are heavy. He's like, what?
Last time I did it, I cut my lip. So I literally had to like, you know, in movies, like especially in The Grinch, I'm thinking of it. He put a little piece of toilet paper right on his lip and I had to put it on there. And I was like, and then the mailman came and I had a fucking sign for it. And I'm like,
I went down there.
I'm like, hello, Sam. I'm like signing my name. I'm like, good to see you. Goodbye.
I was just looking at your upper lip. You have no hair.
Oh, really?
Don't look at me.
Long time, but oh, Harry.
I haven't exfoliated for a while.
Anyway, anywho, that's our little, you know, little something you can put in your back pocket to. Ooh, did you see what I did there?
Did you guys know girls do that? They shave.
Andrew's shaking his head.
Yep.
Yep. Ellie knew, obviously. Mm-hmm. Marcus? Nope. He's like, hell no, I didn't know that. See?
You learn. Boys, if you're listening, you learn something too, right?
Literally.
Love it.
Okay. What we wanted to talk today about, because today's going to be a little shorter. We want to keep it light, info, fun, just talk real with you guys. Instagram.
Yes.
Instagram. You guys, it can be a bitch. It can be tough in relationships. It can be tough on you and your mental health. It can be daddy issues and daddies sliding in your DMs.
How do you navigate the daddy slide-ins?
We wanted to talk about Instagram because it's a part of most people's everyday. Yeah. You're on there all the time. That's how you stay in contact with people. There's a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to talk about.
You sit there and you scroll. And I also think we're going to go about this from like two different approaches because when we did our little test on Instagram to see who's single, who's taken, it's about a 50-50 on our listeners, which is really cool because some of you are wondering on Instagram, how do you flirt on Instagram? How do you slide in? And other people are going to be wondering, well, I'm in a relationship. How do you navigate Instagram when you're in a relationship? So we're going to kind of touch on both.
Let's kick off with singles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how to flirt.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going at this, I suppose, a little bit more from a, like if you're a male sliding into a girl's DM, but I think most of the advice I'll give can go both ways.
It can go both ways, yeah.
Besides, I was chatting with Ellie, our intern, before this, and she goes, I just slide in and say, like, you're cute. Obviously, she used to. She's in a relationship now. But, and I was like, yeah, I guess you could do that as a female. But honestly, as a male, I don't know. I think you have to be a little more like tactful about it.
I think so too. Cause it can come off like in someone's business kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how else to put it. Like, or too much.
Yes.
Like too often responding to someone's story, like with just an emoji. It's like, well, I'm just going to tap to like it because I'm like, well, I have nothing to say. Like, thank you.
Yeah. And a guy commenting on a girl's looks, it's like, dude, get a little more creative, you know,
like, mix it up. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can say every woman is beautiful because every woman is beautiful.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying? Got to have some creativity, buddy.
Okay. So here's my little quick tips for a Instagram DM. So do follow them before sliding in and don't like all their photos to get their attention.
If
don't
a guy
do that
is liking all your photos and doesn't follow you.
Yeah. No.
Or like slides in your DMs and you're like, buddy, you're not going to give up your like follow ratio because you don't want to follow me.
Oh, gosh. No.
Yeah.
Do
for sure.
Send a thoughtful DM. It's not creepy if it's done tastefully. So the best ways to slide in is to be funny, light, and do not comment on their looks. So that's like the best, like the DMs that I've found myself responding to in the past are the guys that are funny and have humor. And it's not just like, wow, you look hot, or that fire dress. Emoji. That dress hugs those hips nicely. I'm like, ew, thank I don't you, want a horny DM message.
Jerry323. Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah. So don't say horny shit. Let's keep that in the back burner. We're not going to do that yet. Do your research. For example, you're not going to slide into my DMs and saying, do health coaches eat donuts? Someone did that the other day.
Oh, that's so clever.
And I'm like, did you look at my feed? I said, eat the fucking donut. Literally, that was one of my posts like 2 days ago. So do your research. Like, if you're actually interested in someone, slide in with something that you know is going to be, you know, reciprocated, and that maybe it's a question, a funny question that they'll want to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And don't rely on social media for dates.
No.
In general, don't rely on Instagram to get a date.
No, it's not necessary. The one before that, do your research.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's like you're just saying something to say something, it's not, it doesn't feel genuine. People can read right through that. Guy, mm-hmm. girl, girl, guy. If you're commenting on like asking a question, even about like, I work at Alter. Wait, how has it been teaching Alter and like balancing everything? Or like, do you like Alter? I do alchemy, and I haven't mm-hmm. tried Alter before. Like, what's it like? Is it, how's it compare? You can draw someone in by asking a question that's not a yes or no. And then you can read their interest in talking to you.
And I like that approach too, because you're like, oh, he's curious about my passions.
Yeah.
And I love talking about Alter and health and coaching. Yes. So I want to reply to you because this is like my field and my, it's like my interest. Forte. Yeah. So ask her something that, you know, she is going to be wanting to reply to for sure.
Exactly. It's all about being appropriate too. Yeah. It's like it gets creepy. And also, I hate to say it, but when somebody is willing, doing the DMs that are like, oh, you're so hot. Oh, you smoking, or like a fire emoji.
Smoke I'm show.
Like, I wonder how many other people you're sending that to. Yeah. It's too easy. Mm-hmm. It's just too easy. You're behind your little phone screen. You're not in person. Like, it's just like, no, thank you.
Don't say anything you wouldn't say in person either.
Yeah, no thanks.
And if it's not, like, pay attention to the reciprocation. Like, maybe you send her a few and she doesn't respond, but you send her one, she responds. If it's a little back and forth, you can keep doing it. If it's like, you know, tasteful and humorous, for sure.
But you know what you need to do? Read the room.
Read the room. One, two, three.
Read the room.
I like it.
I love saying that. On the flip side, relationships to that in Instagram, and we'll probably jump back and forth a few times. But for instance, in previous relationships, with liking other girls' pictures, very, or guys' pictures, very controversial like thing. I think what I've realized though is as you get older and more mature, different things matter to you. Different things are what you pay attention to. In high school and early college, I would pay attention to what a guy was, you know, what like pictures he's liking, who are they, like, is he following new people, like,
and you used to be able to look at their activity.
That was honestly, it was bad though, because you'd get glued in. It's just like toxic behavior.
I would just spend hours in there.
You'd have to know the intentions of the person you're seeing. If the person you're seeing really genuinely cares about you, and you can tell that and read that through their behavior, then you know them liking some other girl's photo that you know means nothing. If the guy's a little shady, maybe he's like, you know, you're worried about him snapping a bunch of other people, or like taking other girls on dates, and he's like liking all these girls' photos, and maybe you see him commenting. Like, again, I'm going to say read the room, because it, you know, you can kind of see the issue sitting right in front of you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I like that.
Even if you're just like seeing them and not actually in a relationship, like you're getting to that point. Like it's just, it can get wishy-washy there. You just have to pay attention. Know the person you're seeing more than their activity on Instagram.
Yeah. If you have to sit there and like analyze their activity on Instagram too, obviously there's something that you're either insecure about, whether that be about the relationship or some, you know, past that you're dealing with that you're going to need to talk to them about anyways. So, but that's a good, I mean, if you needed to look at their activity and we can't look at the activity anymore, how do we do it?
Oh shit. She knows. I know something.
I know.
Okay.
She knows.
Okay. I'll be honest.
I know she does this shit.
I had a toxic Instagram background. Okay. I'll say it. I'll say it for the world. I used to have this little tips and tricks to figure out how people do things. I'll give you a few of them right now. If you will go on your laptop and you go to someone's profile and you click on who they're following or who's following them, it will show you in order of who last followed them and who is following them. It does not do that on your phone. It does it on the laptop.
Oh, fuck.
But to be honest, I don't condone looking at that or you know, following it, because the more you know about the little nitty gritty things, your mind starts to create stories of why the person's following this other person. Mm-hmm. Oh, they met them at the bar the other night when I wasn't there. Oh my God. It's because they like them more than me. It's like, don't go there. You follow that hot guy that lives down the street too. Come on. Like, it's going to be okay. If you know the intentions of the person, it's not true. I'm trying to think of my other tip and trick that
so
I
you
know.
Can only,
I got another
you can
one.
Only do it on the laptop.
Only on the laptop.
Okay.
Only on the laptop. There's another thing. I'm like, shit, what is
I'm
it?
I'm trying to think if I know any.
I have a few, but I'm like, I'm blanking on them because I tried to stuff them really
yeah,
deep in my
you
subconscious.
You keep thinking.
So
I like, you're like, I don't
that.
Know.
Get rid of that. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm done with that. Mature. I'm
trying to think if I know anything. I wish I spent more time on Instagram, like looking at other people's shit, but I'll be honest, like I literally go on Instagram, post my own shit, and that's it.
You
it's
do though,
so,
but you're really
so
good
selfish,
at posting.
But I literally don't sit and scroll anymore. I don't have time. I think of Instagram as a job now. I don't even sit there and scroll.
You know what I want to ask you is how do you have your confidence in all the things that you post and you post constantly and you never second guess what you're posting? How did you get to that point? Because it's impressive and it's notable and it honestly,
thanks,
I admire it.
Thanks,
from because I don't do that.
I honestly don't care what people think that much. And
that.
I've talked to you about this too. I'm like, if I second guess anything, I won't post it. So it's like my first instinct. If I'm like, I'm going to post this cringy reel on my Instagram, I know it's going to get views, but I want to go crawl in a hole. It's cringy, but it got the most views. You know what I mean? I just don't second guess. If people don't like it, they don't have to like it. They don't have to follow me. I don't really give a shit. And I feel like, you don't have to be afraid of the people that are going to unfollow you because with what you're creating, people will follow you in return. So it's like, I don't care about the high school people that are unfollowing me. Like, I don't give a shit. I want to attract the audience that I'm attempting to attract anyways.
To build your brand.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. And I have to say something, even if you don't think Instagram is your brand,
it
really is. Like, your page is something, if you intend to have any sort of like out there podcast, it could be like something you're creating, like a product, or down the road want to sell something, who knows.
If you're
whatever.
A marketing major, like marketing. Your Instagram should look good.
It should look generally okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, it doesn't mean you have to be obsessed with Instagram or obsessed with social
media,
but you do. That is a place to have your personality live, you know, and have people like admire it and look at you. It's like, it's another thing on the job profile now.
Yes.
Hate to
and
say
there's,
it.
There's no reason that means you have to be like posting stories, stories every day. Like I do. Like, for example, Sid's Instagram is fucking beautiful and she doesn't have to sit there and, you know, she doesn't have time. She has her 9 to 5. So she, you know, your Instagram still shows your, like, your vibe and your personality, but you don't have to sit there and post every day.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a little off topic. More relationship.
I know, sorry. I had to run to that really quick.
Yeah.
I was like, ask.
I like it.
You know what? I was thinking about relationships in general and like, you know, depicting it on social media. And I would say if you're in a relationship and the person you've been talking to for a little bit, maybe you're dating at this point and they're still, you're kind of like wondering what they're doing on social media. You're kind of getting worried still and they haven't posted a picture of you.
That's what I was going
to say. I was going to say, what do you think your time frame is where you're like, that's a little iffy.
Like when you post a picture with them?
Or like if they haven't yet, you know what
I
mean?
If I'm dating someone, like I want to post a picture of them like the day I start dating them because I get so excited.
You're like, woo, I want to share you.
Like that's how it should be.
That's cute. Yeah, I know.
I don't
know.
Like that's what I think.
It's, you should want to share your significant other.
And
if
they're not.
Yeah, shady bastard.
Yeah, if they're not and there's like an off about that and they're not sharing any photos of you, or if you notice they're only sharing stories of you on a close friend group.
What?
It's
Do you
not,
know someone that has done
no,
that?
No, but I've heard a story where like this guy, she was like, why don't you post me on your social media? He's like, babe, I do. So he created a close friend group and said that he didn't want his coworkers to see or some shit. But it was really just like him and her. So he posted her all over the social, all over his Instagram stories. But really it was just to his close friends,
that
which was her.
That is so shady.
Yeah.
That is the shadiest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
What the
so
fuck?
So I'm saying if he or she is not showing off on social media, I don't like it.
You're
I don't vibe with it.
You're a king. You're a queen. You deserve to be shown off. I'm just going to put it like that.
Like
you deserve to be shown off. Also, if his friends aren't following you or her friends aren't really following you and he's not investing like his friend group in you or doesn't invite you to be with them, like that's weird, you guys. Like that is weird.
Very good point.
I want everyone to know that they deserve so much more. Even if you're in a relationship right now, I just have to say this. It's like you deserve more if you're questioning what you're being given. You deserve more. I promise you. It's scary to leave, but it feels even better when you can get rid of that scared feeling or that emptiness feeling and detach from that person a little bit where you can see new, beautiful people in your eyes again.
And get what you deserve.
Yes. Oh, God. I just want to preach that to the fucking world, man. I had some more relationship things. Oh, I'm clicking a bunch of shit. Hold on. Stay with me.
Do you have any more naughty tips for Instagram on how to sneak?
I
did.
I had like four, but I think I like.
Okay. Well, we'll have to write them down. If she remembers next time, we'll make sure we share because we know we want to like figure it out.
I remember one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. So, ooh, this is so messed up. Okay, here we go. I knew that this one guy, he was out of town and he was partying in LA and I figured out through, oh, geez. Wait, I
think you told us. I think you told us already.
Did I? Yeah. And I looked up the location and then I looked at the girls who were there.
For the new listeners, quick, give him a little detail.
I'm a twisted mofo. Dated the guy, whatever. We were seeing each other. He went to LA to party. I knew he was at this club because his friend posted this club, okay? I went to that club on Instagram, typed it in the location on Instagram, and I looked at most recent posts at the club and also the club stories because it like populates if you tag the club and it'll go in this like conjoined story on Instagram. So then I found these girls and oh, what do you know? My boy in like one of, yeah, like Snapchat, but on Instagram kind of. And he's in one of the stories having a lap dance. Oh, that's so cute, isn't it?
What'd you do?
I literally screenshotted it and I sent it to him. I'm like, this is so cute. Have such a good time. Oh, by the way, we're done. Thank you. And he was like, no, come on. What? No, come on. Oh, I'm like, he's so like, no, cute. That wasn't me.
I love.
You're trying to tell me that wasn't you? I'm sorry. No, don't even try that. You can tell when someone. No, I can see you clearly. If I showed you the side by sides, you'd be like, it looks like his like LinkedIn photo. Like, shut up.
I love when girls. Oh. I love when girls just like act like it's not a big deal, and they say, "That's cute." When they play that game, like, "Yeah, that's nice cute. Try." That's like my favorite way to like.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Manipulate.
I actually don't want to talk to you anymore. Like, or if a guy, oh God, if you see something shady on Instagram, bring it up, be bold about it because it's probably your gut telling you something's like a little bit fishy there, but like, don't overanalyze. It should not be what makes your world go round. And it should not, if it's impeding on your relationship, that's either an issue with your relationship or the issue with like your own confidence that you need to kind of address and, you know, be good to yourself, be better.
Kind of like that message, the DM thread I showed you the other week. I think I showed it to all you guys when we were here before the episode, but he's into this happy relationship. I'm maybe fiance with this girlfriend. And one night he's just responding to my DM or my story and said, what's up? And I responded and I said, don't ask me what's up.
Yeah. Good for you.
He goes, why? I responded, I said, because you have a girlfriend and you're in a happy relationship. So don't be sliding into girls' DMs when you're drunk and when they're drunk asking a girl, what's up?
That's so wrong.
And he's like, and he was like, oh, gee, it's feisty. And I said, you betcha or some shit like that. And then he tries to FaceTime me and he goes, what would you say if I said you were cute? And I said, what would you say if I screenshot this and send it to your girlfriend?
Seriously.
Fucker.
Thank you. But like,
and I didn't do it, but like, I don't know what the right or wrong thing is. Cause like, I don't know him. I don't know her. Like, what is the right move? Because I almost just wanted to like scare him, you know?
Yeah. And like, be like, hey, I could do this if you mess with me.
But is it my place to like, be like, dude,
that's a good conversation.
This girl
actually
is like, I feel bad for the girlfriend.
I know. See, my thing is if I know something, I gotta tell somebody.
I still have the screenshot, so like I don't know what to do.
It's hard because you don't know if they're battling something, if they're having on a break. But my thing is I've been the girl that nobody told me and everybody knew around me what was going on and I didn't. And ever since then I'm like, I'll tell you if I know something, and I know it sucks and I know I'm gonna get hate from it. Mm-hmm. But honey, I'm watching from afar and it is not looking too good, and I know these things for a fact. Unless if you don't know them for a fact, though, don't even get yourself in the drama.
For sure.
That's my opinion on that. Don't even get yourself in the drama.
So do you think from your perspective, what do you think I should do?
I would tell her. I would, but I'm like, you know, I'm intense. So I would just send it to her and be like, I'm not trying to get into your business or your relationship, and I apologize. I tried to like stop the conversation, but I
but think your boyfriend's shady.
Yeah, your boyfriend's being shady, and I think you should know that. And especially if the girl's got a ring on her finger. Oh, man.
Okay. Oof. I'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah, keep us in the loop if you what you do, because I'm genuinely curious.
Okay. I think I'm going to do it.
Really
quick. Just because I'm so sick of shady people like that. It's just disgusting to me.
Instagram and social media make it too easy to be shady, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Really quick, as we kind of wrap up the conversation about social media, I was going to say a few tips from us, because I don't know what your opinion is on this.
Okay.
But like, how you've started to not make Instagram, and how did you like start to not care? Stop making Instagram like your everyday life. Stop letting other people's pictures of their life, all these amazing things that they're doing, all these like beautiful places they are in their, how good they look, bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
Like how did you start to get that out of your head?
To be honest, like I just said, I don't scroll that much. Like I don't sit there and scroll at other people's photos. I think it's kind of like us when we talked about our podcast beating to our own drum. Like,
yes,
listener feedback is important, but at the same time, we got to figure out what we genuinely want to do, what is authentic to us. And that's the same. I think that's the exact same approach to Instagram. So for me, like, maybe I don't have that perfect body that the girl posts by the palm tree every day, but like, this is my authentic image that I'm trying to put out there. And so that's what I focus on. And I feel like I found more growth in not only like my Instagram by just being exactly who I am and not trying to like fake anything than trying to like portray an image that makes me seem like I fit in. Like, we're not meant to fit in.
I love that though.
Right?
But people need to hear that. No, none of us are meant to be the exact same. I would say maturity will bring you to not feeling that way. Mm-hmm. I think when you're in a vulnerable state, especially in college or, you know, post high school or in any of those areas, you're in a vulnerable spot where like you don't really know what you're doing and you think everyone else is doing something better. Mm-hmm. Like, don't pay attention to that shit.
Yeah.
If you are hurt by what you see on social media, don't scroll.
Yeah. I like, it's funny because I go and I, like, the people that I care about, like you guys in this room, I will type your name in on the search bar to see what you've been up to.
Yeah. Because
I don't sit and scroll. So I'm like, has Sid posted recently? I'll like your photo from 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Comment, fucking queen. And then, you know, type in Ellie and comment that. Like, I'm like, oh my God, you look so cute. She just posted really cute on the other day. I was like, oh my God.
I know, she looked really good. Now.
Andrew in the cave. Like, I'll just sit and type people's name in. And that's how I stay up to date, rather than scrolling through all these random people that I don't know and that make me feel shitty about myself.
Don't follow the people that make you feel shitty. Don't look at their stuff if it makes you feel shitty. Be your own advocate and be good to yourself,
because
you got to get off of it. And Marcus is here. Woo!
I forgot to say, I type in Marcus's name as well.
Marcus isn't always here, but he's here today. We're making some TikTok content for you guys. We're hyped. We're going across all the platforms.
We almost got 1 million views on that one.
I know. Ooh, dab. Yeah. We're going to try to make more content on there, but holy crap.
It's hard.
That's hard.
Content everywhere.
I'm like, what do I say?
It's stressful, man.
If you told me to tell you a joke right now, I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, you know, under pressure, you're like, oh, tell me, you guys are funny. Tell me a joke.
This is TikTok content. Like, that. I don't know how to do it.
Awkward twitch that you just had. I cannot.
I know. I feel uncomfortable. I'm sorry to sweat.
Okay, wait. Where are we at for time? Do we want to just go into listener straight candid moments?
Yeah. We'll save
daddy issues and the daddy talk for another one. We want to talk about that eventually, but I think it needs more time.
I agree.
Definitely think it needs more time. Oh, as always, we got a bunch of straight candid moments that people are sending in. I've got a few today. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, girl.
I say it every time. I'm like, God, people are hilarious. Because they are.
They are. Okay, you start then. I only have one. So.
Okay, I have a few. Okay, these are going to fly quick because there's like a few
short ones. Wait, I know
ones.
That person.
You do?
Yes. Wait, he went to my high school.
Did he?
Okay, tell me.
Well, he said, here's my hashtag straight candid moment. I didn't turn off the sink all the way accidentally after getting a little buzzed on Saturday night and woke up Sunday morning with water all over the floor and the basement. FML.
Oh,
buddy.
No.
That sucks.
That's actually really funny.
That's brutal.
I feel like everyone has those stories where they just do something like where they're not thinking when they're a little buzzed. Do you have one? Let me hear it.
I left the pizza in the oven.
Well, I was just going to say this example.
Wait, you did? Wait, did you do it too?
No, my friend, one of my best friends, she put the pizza in, woke up, and the pizza was burnt to the crisp, just black.
It looked like a hockey puck. It looked like a freaking hockey puck. And I have never felt more stupid in my entire life, because that is dangerous as hell. Dangerous.
You know what happens to me?
What?
Is since I love creating content, putting it on my stories, things like that.
Oh, no.
Well, I sent you the video the other day that I recorded. You guys, it was so bad.
Like, I got home and I haven't been this drunk in a really long time. I'm like, I don't even know what you just said. I don't know what you just said.
It was, here's the gist of what I said on Snapchat to I don't even remember who. So I have a story, you guys. I haven't been that drunk in a long time. I haven't been this drunk in a long time. Oh, I meant to tell a story. I forgot what I was going to say. And like and that was the video. I like send Snapchat videos. It's not good. Okay. Do you have another one?
Yeah, I have two. These ones are quick though. Okay. All right. My apartment emailed me saying they had my ID in the office. Went down. Turns out the garbage company found my fake ID from when I was 19 in the trash that I threw away. Turns out at least a few people thought it was real. I thought that was hilarious.
I like the way she ended that.
I'm like, okay, fair. I love that. You're like,
few people think
some people
real.
Believed it. Okay. Final one from my end today because this one's just freaking hilarious. Also, let me know if you call it a biffy or a porta potty because I call it a porta potty.
I've had this argument with numerous people. I call it a porta potty.
It's a porta potty, I think. You guys? Ellie? Porta potty? Marcus? Porta potty? Andrew? Porta potty?
Is it like a
biffy? Huh?
Is it like a certain state that calls it a biffy?
And I think it's, I thought it was a brand. Anyway.
Well, I don't know.
Either way, outdoor toilet, doesn't matter. They're nasty.
Because not every porta potty is a biffy.
It's like chapstick.
But every biffy is a porta potty.
Oh.
Hmm. No, I think I switched that up. Okay, go.
Okay. Had to use the biffy, she says, at work today. And when I opened the door, I was face to face with a dude whose pants were all the way off. And he had toilet paper in both hands, clearly working on something.
No.
Looking terrified at each other, I quickly closed the door. I could tell when he came out that he hadn't used the sanitizer, but had something in his hands as he walked to the dumpster and threw something away. I believe I walked into homeboy taking his underwear off because he had shit his pants at work.
Oh, no, she probably saw him throughout the day and was like, hey buddy, I knew you shit your pants.
Oh god, can you imagine working with each other after that?
Have you ever shit your pants at work?
Not at work at all.
Just on your drive home after yoga.
Yeah, after
one of our our very first episode, Sid told a story about how she shit her pants.
I kicked it off right away with the dirty, like, the dirty goods.
This is us, guys.
Jesus, God, no filter.
I'm actually, this is really funny that you just said that candid story because,
wait, why?
Because this is related to number two as well.
Oh my God.
And Andrew, you've already heard this one. When we were on our way to Rojo after Sid's altar class.
Did you read it?
I read it to him and he died laughing too. So I want to share it.
Drum roll.
Drum roll. Okay. So this girl's actually from Canada. So shout out to the Canadian listeners.
We welcome you.
She goes, I was seeing this guy last year and we had only slept together a handful of times before this incident. Picture this. It's the morning after. I'm getting ready for work. And as we were making my bed, we noticed that he left two skid marks on my white sheets. For context, I was riding him into the night and one mark was left where his booty cheeks were on the bed during this position. And the other mark was left when he was sitting on the edge of the bed after. Given that we were getting busy at night in the dark, neither of us had seen it until the morning. I'm a pretty anal person. No pun intended. About cleanliness. So this really grossed me out. And he apologized a ton when he saw it. The next time we slept together, it happened again.
What do you mean?
And I couldn't get over it, LOL. So I ended things slowly after because I got grossed out by him. So my question is, first, red flag or deal breaker? He leaves shit stains on your sheets more than once. And second, has this happened to you before? Is this common?
No. No. It's not common.
It
at
should
all.
Not be common. And then she goes on to say.
I can't calm down. What?
Right? So I sent her this audio message back, dying laughing. And she goes, I'm so happy you saw my message. My friend was like, OMG, you have to tell the straight Canada girls about the poo-poo boy. Like, say no more. So she calls him the poo-poo boy.
I'm like, what? Okay, first of all,
yeah.
Skid marks on the bed twice, sista. That guy's got to use like wet wipes or something because that's not wrong.
He needs to clean his booty. And if you poop before having sex, you have to either one shower
like
or just wet wipe it out.
Come
man.
On, you
wet
guys.
Wipe it out.
What? And then props to her, but he would not be coming back.
Mm-mm. She tried.
Oh,
to, she
no,
thought,
no, no.
She gave him the benefit of the doubt.
She
which
did.
Which was
which
nice.
Nice.
Like
it's
we've
nice.
All had, you know, we've all, I don't know, farted during
like
sex
at a
or
weird,
something,
like,
right?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I cannot believe this.
And then she also said, literally, I washed my sheets twice and then I brought them back home to my mother to help because it wouldn't get out.
What did she tell her? Hey, mom, sorry.
this guy,
I don't really know what's happening. I have a skid mark or two on my bed.
She goes, thank God my current boy, thank God my current boyfriend knows how to clean his b-hole.
I am horrified. Honestly, that is the scariest thing. I don't even like crumbs in my bed. Like if I ate a cracker in my bed, that's like a big no-no for me, let alone a skid mark.
Disgusting.
Holy hell. That's probably one of the best ones that I've heard. I'm not going to lie.
I died.
Holy shit. You guys, keep sending in your straight candid moments. They give us a laugh. They gave listeners a laugh. Honestly, when we asked for feedback, the main love for our podcast was the fact that we incorporate our listeners and share these hashtag straight candid moments with you guys. So you guys are making this live and happen because you guys are absolutely fucking hilarious. I can't stop laughing. I'm not gonna lie. Holy shit! Can you believe that's real?
I can't.
I thought that was like, it's like a cartoon.
As I was reading it, like I just kept like progressively like laughing, like I couldn't finish it and say it out loud because I was like,
it like reminds me of Family Guy or like some or like I don't even know. Anyway,
it makes me laugh.
Thank you for being here, you guys. Happy Thursday. Don't forget to send us some ideas if you have anything that you wanted to throw in for merch, but I think we got it covered. But loved it. If you got a random idea, toss it our way. Don't worry, we already got beanies covered, so don't even think about it.
Yep.
Thanks for being here. This was fun, and it was fun to keep it real with you guys and talk just freely because it feels good.
Love you, Sid.
I love you too. Oh, my little chicken. Love you guys. Thanks for being here.
Follow us on at Straight Candid Podcast on Instagram. Shoot us those straight candid stories. Whenever they come to mind, we save them. We have an arsenal of them. So send the good ones whenever you think of them. And then last but not least, at the Back Pocket Podcast. They're the ones who do all of our production visuals. And we're happy to have them. Date Night Podcast is every Wednesday night. First Draft will be there.
By then, you all already have hosted Wednesdays. So get your ears open, hop over to their podcast, check it out, and see what you like about it because it's going to be good.
So Sid is actually hosting
this week.
This week, which will be yesterday when you guys listen.
Yep.
And then I'll be hosting the following week. So boys, if you're interested in dating a girl, make sure to send in all of your applications to @_DNP.
Boom. Thanks, come join us. Bye.
Bye. Hey.